Yes, this is the evening service of Bethel Baptist Church, and we are at the very end of a long day that people have been here from the morning, and we bring the evening service to you as a closing of the day. We always in the evening start with number 255.
Bless the message tonight. Bless Lee as he comes. And we give you thanks and glory and all honor, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we usually get selections from all of you. I'm going to select one, 256, the very next page. It is well with my soul. Now, the microphone is perfect now. And the way they sound to me. And you're going to enjoy it because you're going to have it and hear what it's going to bring to your ear. 256, first and last. Because of my birthday on Tuesday. And so I have a chance personally to ask her, what impressed you more of the scripture? He said, Uncle, I can't figure out that moment when Jesus coming, what we thought, the trumpet will sound and he's coming. I want to be alive, she said. That was good, no? For a 30-something, 36 years old girl, that her goal in the scripture is to see the Lord coming. Reminds me of my grandmother, you know. Sometimes we're so busy in life, we forget that beautiful moment that's coming to mind. And we were able to talk in the Bible that the dead in Christ will rise first and so on. And it's just the beauty of the resurrection. We are so busy that we forgot. All right, a song from you. Tell me. Mrs. Otero.
512.
You look very good. Okay, 512. All right. My wife looks very good. I like it. All right. I'm getting better. 512, saved by grace, first and last. See him face to face. And when he died, I was broken in pieces. He was my companion. Actually, I told him about Raquel before I told my parents, because my father didn't want me to marry until 33, like he did. So I told him, we were so body-body, and he kept the secret. But in his memorial service, the pastor was a missionary from Switzerland. And he preached, and never forgot, and we will see him face to face. I never understood it. I was 18. Never understood it. But I never forgot. We will see him face to face. What a joy we have. All right. Another song from you. Mr. Blicker. 75. Messages that I received from the sermon. I think it passed the thousands in my Magic Jack account. And then there was one larger, and said, Pastor Otero, we hear your sickness. Thank you for sharing us so we know what to pray. And the lady who wrote it said, please, praise the Lord all the way, and you will get over. That was good. And she made a quotation of a text. So people listen all over the radio and all over the internet, and they sympathize with you, and I'm very happy that we have a church that expands all across America in a marvelous way. All right, another song that is in your heart that we can sing together. All right, Brother Wayne. 442. That makes a 4 and a 4 and a 2. Praise him. Yeah, I love it. So good. I'm glad the husband taught everything. All right. Tell me another song you like from your.
37.
What one?
37.
Let me get Darlene and then 37. Darlene.
134.
134. Remind me of 37. 134. Yeah, I know that my Redeemer. Leave it. No great.
Thank you.
37, which is our favor, how great thou art. This is a very precious number. So let's sing first and last stanza, number 37. And our brother Prater will walk with us again on the Gospel of Mark.